Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the undisputed, gotta drink to that, champion of the world, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Three, two, one, Mr. National, we are live.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Mr. National Podcast.
Thank
Kit for the big introduction. Kit, come home, buddy, come home. We miss you. We miss you, but new time. We in the studio at a different time, me and P-Double, first of all, how you doing, buddy?
Feeling good. Was a little bit under the weather, you know.
Oh,
but that happens.
Cancel shows. Well, our sponsors, our fans, they don't care. They
right.
want the show. The show must go on. They want to say P Double was sick. Well, we'll get somebody to sub in for him.
Yeah, like, we need a deeper bench.
Like the Stack with Nash show, you know, if Smokestack I bring in Hustack.
Hustack.
Yeah, so, but listen, folks, you cannot replace P-Double. He's the brains, the brawn. If he can't go, it's no show.
So it's canceled.
It's canceled. We're leaving it right at that. And before I start, I just want to just say, you know, good morning's a new day, and I woke up feeling awesome today, you know?
Really?
Feeling awesome. Feeling blessed. So, yeah. So
wow.
I just wanted to say, you know, I'm not getting all religious or going church on you, but, you know, just want to just thank the big man up above, your Heavenly Father. Everybody, you know, has their own God. You know, it could be Allah, it's Jehovah, Jesus, whoever. Thank them. You woke up today, you got your health, family safe and sound.
I think this good weather. Better weather it makes me feel so much better, like so much happier.
Oh, God. When you can just walk out the door and not see your breath, the smoke come out.
Right. Have your boogers freeze, you know?
Yeah.
Just be like, ouch.
It's just like awesome.
Yeah.
And that too, that's that season change, that's God. That's
yeah.
what He created. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I would like to be warm, but I actually like being in the Philly area because of the season change. You get the four seasons.
Right.
It's not always cold. It's not always
right.
hot. You know.
Right.
So you get it. So
in Michigan, we get all four seasons every week.
Right.
Because we're surrounded by water, it's kind of unpredictable.
Yes. So we're feeling blessed here on the show today.
Awesome.
We are feeling. Yeah, that's the mood of today's show.
Right on.
Be blessed. Feel blessed. That's it.
Right on.
Right. So, P-Double, what you got for me?
We're starting off with coffee. You've got some coffee this morning, right?
Absolutely. I got some Dunkin' Donuts, a French vanilla. Hot coffee.
One of your favorite sayings is making donuts, right?
Making the donuts.
You want to expound on that, Mr. National?
Because
thing that donuts go with coffee, but what's the making donuts reference mean? I mean,
okay.
I think I know.
Right. Yeah, because we got to explain to people. We might have new viewers. They don't know what's going on here. I'm Mr. National. This is Mr. National Pocket. And that's P-Double, the baddest artist in the world. Let's just call him out. In my world, he's the greatest, okay? Graphic novels, the whole nine. Go check him out, www.paulpate.com, okay? Now, making donuts. Back in the 80s, I'm going to say, there was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with a guy. You can check it on YouTube. YouTube, making the donuts. The guy just kept getting, I gotta make the donuts.
<It's a little laughs> That's right. I remember.
He just got into work half dead. And then, you know, the next thing, he's waking up, the alarm, I gotta go make the donuts. So making the donuts is just a thing of no matter how tired you is or how you feeling, You got to get into work and make the donuts. And
get it done.
And get it done.
Get it in.
Get her done. Get her done. That's what. So that's making the donuts. You know, Mr. National got to make the donuts. That construction life is tough, I tell you.
Yeah. So you hit it with coffee too, right? Like, is Dunkin' Donuts your favorite coffee? You get Starbucks. Mix it up.
I mix it up. It depends. See, in construction, which is a good thing, you're not always in the same place
right. All
the time. You know,
right?
You know, you work in an office. You're there for 15 years, the same place. You know, so construction, you just go different places, and depending on my route, what I go by, what I need to go, you know, to go towards the job site. Right. If I pass Dunkin' Donuts, it'll be Dunkin' Donuts. If it's a Wawa, which is like a little, I don't know, like Sheets. So this is a 24-hour type 7-Eleven. Wawa is a 7-Eleven on steroids. So if I go by there, I get Wawa. If there's a Starbucks there, I get Starbucks. So, and let's say all three of them was outside my door for some reason, I still don't know which one I would go to.
All right, that's cool though. You mix it up. Why not?
Talk about being in the same place. You know what I mean? My mother, Mrs. Falk, the mother of the Falk, she's coming up. She just passed 50 years. Yeah, she's the moth. The moth. Mother of the Falk. She's been at her job, University of Penn, 50 years. 51 years. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Same building, same place. Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, my gosh. Is she happy about it?
Oh, yeah, she keeps going. She ain't retired. She says no. She's like EF, you know, no retirement age. She says she ain't. Her work is easy. She's going to keep doing it. So it was my brother.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, my brother was like, we got to find some pictures of mom, you know, some younger pictures or whatever, because they want to put it in this circular, the magazine,
right,
for her being there for over 50 years. I think it's 51 or something like that, 52 years. So,
that's amazing.
It is. I mean, and there go that word blessed again that I still have her. I mean, I want to give a shout out to Sean Noble, one of our EF brethren, and Elgin Clemens. They lost their mom just recently.
Right. I know, so did Brandon Seigers.
He's in Minnesota last year.
Right.
That's just a tough blow. I mean,
yeah.
The older you get, you know it's coming. A lot of times I think about it all the time. Uh-huh. I kind of think about when she goes, how are we going to do things or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And another thing is, when she calls, a lot of times I won't answer the phone. Because I let it go to voicemail, and then she'll leave a message.
Okay.
And then I don't erase it. So in my voicemail, it's getting kind of full. I have all these saved messages of my mom, like, Corey, is your mom?
This.
So I think about when she does go, I'll have these voicemails. Because they never go away.
You gotta figure out where you can export those and put them on like a thumb drive or something.
Yes, right. I have to. But for now, I mean, I got some that's been in there for over 5 years, 6 years. So I don't think they'll go anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, they're in the phone, so I got them. That's kind of a little weird thing. A little weird tidbit on Mr. National.
Oh, that's Mr. National soft side.
Yeah, I can't put her in a freezer, but I got a voice.
Save her voicemail. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's really sweet.
I got a voice saved.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dad don't get nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's so many comedians talk about that, like Mother's Day. You know, it's like such a big thing. Father's Day is just like an afterthought, you know.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Get him a tie and move on, you know.
And move on, right? Moms, you got to get dinner. We got to get together. Yeah. Got to buy an outfit. you know, everything. Yeah, you know, I'm saving my mom's voicemails. My dad ain't got nothing. And he got a cell phone number saved, you know what I mean? all the sports athletes, they said, "Hi, Mom."
Talking about
sports. How about those big baseball opening day was a couple days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Those huge contracts. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, $330 million. Mike Trout is out there. Mike Trout said, "Hold my beer." Okay. $430 million.
Man, oh man. I don't understand. Like,
Bryce Harper got, I think, 13,330. Trout got 12 a year shorter and $100 million more. So of the highest at that time. So
I love baseball.
And all guaranteed.
Amazing, huh? I love baseball, but those guys, out of all the sports, they kind of got it easy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think hitting that baseball. But hitting that baseball is one of the hardest things to do. I mean.
No, right. You're an elite athlete. I mean, you know.
I mean, to sit up there. I mean, when you go to the batting cage, just take a minute to go in the batting cage and you put fast or medium. Mm-hmm. You know the ball is coming straight and it's coming fast. And it's still hard to hit it.
Right.
These guys have a blink of an eye to make a decision if it's a breaking ball, curveball, or what, and then still hit it.
No, I'm not saying they're not amazing, oh, no, I know. Amazing athletes, but just like the work, you know, like the football players. I mean, they risk their lives going out there, you know.
They said those tackles are the equivalent of car accidents every play.
Right.
That's what you run into.
And they don't get guaranteed contracts.
No, not all of it. Some of it might be, but minimum amount is guaranteed, like a signing bonus or something. Yeah. And they can take that back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They take the signing bonus back.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Base kids, parents, anybody listening to Mr. National Podcast?
Play baseball.
Play baseball. That's it.
Or if you're freakishly tall, play basketball.
Yeah, like the NC, the March Madness.
All right, we're going to get into this?
We're going to do this.
Right. So we need to get into this NCAA.
We in it right now. We are in it. March Madness, we are down. Today is Saturday, and it's the Elite Eight, okay? By Sunday, we will have the Final Four, and Duke is still in it.
And so is MSU, and they're destined for the big clash.
That's the game. We're not talking tomorrow. Well, listen, I filled out the bracket, the Stackman National and CBS Sports bracket. We did a little bracket challenge, and I'm a big Dookie man, so I picked North Carolina to win it because it was a jinx. It was. Anytime I pick Duke to win it, they don't win it. So I put the whammy on North Carolina. I said, I don't even care about winning the bracket. I picked North Carolina to work as a jinx, and it worked. They got their doors blown off of them.
By Auburn.
The heels are out. But that's my champion I picked. It worked to perfection.
Well played.
I picked Michigan State to beat Duke in the bracket. My championship game was State versus North Carolina with North Carolina winning.
Oh, okay.
That was the battle. So I'm losing the battle, but I could win the war.
right. But funny because your approach is completely opposite of mine. I'm like looking at the brackets and I'm going, there's no way Michigan State's even going to the Final Four with this team. So I'm not even doing any brackets this year. I'm out. Wow. forget it, man.
I didn't even get in it. I was looking for P-double in the thing. I'm like, that choker didn't even fill one out.
I couldn't do it, man, because I can't pick State. If I couldn't reasonably pick them to go to the Final Four, I just, my heart wasn't in it. You know,
man.
And I couldn't. But look where they're at. That team is crazy.
That they won game from the Final Four.
And they're getting ready to
be a game. I got them in the championship. So my bracket jinx whammy is working to perfection. And if Duke beats Michigan State, the Michigan State whammy worked, because I picked Michigan State to beat Duke. So, I am in first place.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Jim Davis and Darrell following up, but I'm gonna start losing points because my champion is out now. Right. So that's it. I'm in a great tournament.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm looking right now at Elite Eight, I gotta say, you know, I ain't saying nothing. I'm gonna leave it alone. Next.
No, wait a minute, man. I want to talk about that UCF game. And Aubrey Dawkins.
Aubrey. I mean, it was that had so many twists. It was because
what a game.
Johnny Dawkins was one of Coach K's first big name recruits.
I remember him playing. He was.
Oh, I remember him too.
Johnny Dawkins coached UCF.
He played at Duke. He was a high draft pick in the NBA, played a great career. Then he went back to Duke. He sat on Duke's bench as an assistant to Coach K for about 10 years. Then he gets his first coaching job. I think he was at Yale or Harvard. Mm-hmm. One of them schools. Mm-hmm. Now he's at UCF. Okay. His son transfers. I don't even know what school his son was at. But his son transferred to be with his dad, Aubrey Dawkins, and they have the 7'6" or 7'5" taco fall.
Yeah.
And it was a classic, instant classic.
Yeah. Some of those shots again that Duke had to put up over taco fall.
Oh my god.
Pure raindrop. You know what do you call? You know.
They were going over the shot clock.
Yeah.
And then just coming straight down.
Yeah. Because that guy was amazing tall, man. His arms are so long.
Zion Williams did the spin move. A lot of people say it could have been a charge. It's not a charge.
That was a great play.
When you're 285 pounds and you got a guy 180 trying to cover, you bump him, he's going to fall. That wasn't no charge. So he hit him, spun off, went in the taco fall, put the ball up, it goes in, and one foul. Taco's out, okay? Zion goes to the free throw line, misses the free throw. Now, R.J. Barrett came in, did get away with a push-off. He got away with a push-off to get the rebound, put it back in. Mm-hmm. Duke is up 1 point. And then, no, that tied it. And then they went to overtime, right? Then they went to OT, I think. I think they went to OT. Or maybe no. Maybe
no,
that's
no,
just,
no, no. That put them up.
And that then, put them up. And then that's when the guy drove, missed it. Aubrey comes in with a flying one-hand tap. That rolled around the rim.
Inches from the victory.
Almost in and then out.
And Aubrey Dawkins played lights out the whole game. What did he end up with, 36 points?
32 or 34 points, something like that. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he played great.
Outstanding.
I mean, Zion Williamson played great, too, you know.
It's just been a whole lot of games. The Purdue game where they went to overtime.
Yeah.
I forget who they
Tennessee.
Played. Yeah, great game. Great game. A lot of great games.
Amazing.
That's March Madness.
That's March Madness, man.
That's what about now flipping the pages for pros, NBA, do you have a favorite for MVP? The race is heating up. It really is a two-man race. The Greek Freak and the beard. The beard, James Harden.
Yeah.
The beard.
What do you think? Harden is just scoring. Like,
no, but the Greek Freak is doing everything.
Right. I tend to like that game more because you're gonna win that way, you know.
And he has his other thing, P-Dub. He has the best record in the East. His team,
right?
But they always say the East is weak.
Yeah.
The East is weak. You know what? Right. What is he done, you know, against the West? So
right.
I'm leaning towards the Greek Freak. I think he's the
MVP. Yeah, I would too. Do you?
The score.
I mean, the playoffs are going to be good. I think it's going to be a good playoffs. You know, Golden State's showing some signs of some cracks in their armor.
Yes, some chinks in the thing. Right.
Like I watched the video the other day of they were playing Portland and it got kind of chippy. I don't know if you heard about that game, but they were showing Portland's big guy. They put him on Draymond Green, and beyond 10-15 feet, he didn't even guard Draymond. He just stayed in the lane.
And wow.
It forced it, and Draymond wouldn't shoot it from out there, and so it clogged everything in their lane.
Right.
Portland ended up beating them that game.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, this is a formula for how you can, you know, play Golden State. I mean, you know.
Right. I mean, you got to have the personnel to do it. But talking about Portland, P-Double, did you see that injury to their big man?
No.
Gerken. He broke he had one of them compound breaks where the fibula and snapped and his leg just twisted below the knee or all the other way. Horrible. Blow to Portland.
I hate those,
so,
man.
It was like one of them things. Watch it if you like, but I'm not.
Yeah, I've seen it. Away.
That's, dude, when he went down and all that, they were playing the Brooklyn Nets. And when he rolled over, you could see all the team. It was a foul call.
Mm-hmm.
And when he rolled over, you see all the players run away from him. Like,
they thought
they was mad at the foul call, but they all saw his leg. And they just ran away, hiding their face, just ran away.
Oh.
And then doctors came running in.
Oh.
It was nasty. So Portland had a very good chance of winning, given Golden State some problems. But without him, I think Jurkic.
That's the guy. He just clogged the lane.
He's out.
Oh, man.
I mean, his injury is like compared to Alex Smith, if you saw what Alex Smith wrestling, snapping his leg like a twig, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So the playoffs is going to definitely have the NBA playoffs is definitely going to have a different look. No LeBron.
That's crazy.
That is nuts, okay?
Yeah, we were talking last night, we were like, is Magic at the game? And I was like, he's dealing with the shit show in L.A. right now.
Exactly. I mean, it was like the big argument was LeBron could go to any team and make him an instant contender. So
right.
He went to the Lakers and they didn't.
Yeah, so that's my thing, too, is like you can't just put the whole team on Harden's shoulders or on, you know, LeBron's shoulders. You know what I mean? You got to, like Jordan didn't win those championships until – he started involving
Scottie Pippen, right.
He got some players, but not only did he get the players, he got them in the flow of the game.
Exactly.
LeBron does that, but I don't know if he has the teammates. I don't know if the chemistry isn't right.
Well, there you go. There's the word, chemistry, okay?
Right.
When they put all those guys' names on that list to be traded to That's when it fell apart.
Right.
They said, we'll give you everybody for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And when that deal didn't go through, those guys
They were out.
They tapped out. They tapped. The heart wasn't in it. It was like, we on the trading block. We ain't worth nothing. And that was that. Yeah.
And they look at LeBron like, you're the greatest player in the league. But you're on a different team than we are. You know?
Yes.
Right.
It was like, you're so great, do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the scene from, Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx, when Jamie Foxx was doing good, he started feeling himself.
Yeah.
He made like a comment like, I don't need y'all. And the next game, the line didn't block for him. And he got crushed. It was a rain, muddy game. He got leveled. Blockers, the offensive linemen just let their guy go right by him.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And they walked by him, they went over to him, didn't even help him up. Like, I guess you're doing good by yourself, right?
Yeah.
So that's what those young Lakers basically said to LeBron. You know what I mean? It was like,
Now on the other end of the spectrum, they interviewed that young cat from Michigan State last night after the game, Aaron Henry, who got his ass chewed by Tom Izzo.
But they interviewed him
after the game because he had a great game. He had over 20 points and all these rebounds and stuff. He said, she asked him, what's allowed your team to get here? He said, we all love each other. We're a team. We're brothers. We got each other's back. You know, it's that team spirit that allows them to beat teams that they're not expected to beat. And the Lakers have the exact opposite of that, you know.
There you go. That's it.
That's what's great about team sports.
Real quick, what did you think of Izzo jumping in his ass like that? He figured out.
I don't know if you've read him. I posted about it.
I got to check it out then. I'll check it out.
I've realized I'm like the only one in the United States that feels this way. But for me, I don't like it. I never have. I didn't even see the incident. I didn't even see it.
Okay.
But I made up my mind a long time ago about Izzo, is that you can't degrade players.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're supposed to be moving past that, you know?
Okay, right.
He's in a position.
Civilization.
Yeah, he's in a position of power over them, right? And so he to me, it's not if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. You know what I mean? And he goes over the line to me.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I don't know exactly what he says, but you can see sometimes
he
just goes completely berserk. He says whatever he wants to those guys. And to me, the coach has got to be an example of, you know, integrity and, composure. You know, my favorite coach is Tom Landry. Now, he raised his voice sometimes, but he always had composure. And he always had respect. And, you know, it wasn't just about winning. It was about maintaining standards. And that's more important than winning. It's about, you know, what you do and how you play the game. But the thing is Tom Izzo wins. And so those guys know, if I want to win, I got to go do this. You know,
right.
And they sign up for it. But to me, what I want in society is something above that. You know, I want better than that. You know, it's not about the wins. It's about how you carry yourself and how you. And the sad thing is, I think he could win without the degrading comments. You know, I don't mind yelling. You got to yell sometimes so they can hear you.
It's a point, right. It's a point.
But you can say, he swears at him. He says things where they got to hold him back, you know.
That's what happened with the thing.
Yeah. Well, so, and all his players, they love him. All Bobby Knight's players love him too.
That's what I was going. I was going to say, he's not Bobby Knight. He's not physical. He never put his hand on.
Right.
But he was pointing at him.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what the fuck you did. You got
right.
And he tried to say something. He went crazy again. And they pulled him back.
Right.
And
so,
totally against it. P-double-O.
Yeah, I'm against it. I think Izzo, you're a great coach, a great man, but you can do better than that. You know?
Right.
He can be better. And I think it's sad to me that because he wins, we accept this.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the right way. He wins because we expect this great, greatness from him. And that's not greatness. Degrading your players is not greatness to me. So there you have it.
There you go. P-double then laid down the law, right? P-double for president. P-double.
And look at our president. I mean, it's the same issue. It's the same issue. You think, oh, well, he's got money. He's done all these things.
He's powerful, right?
How did he get there? It wasn't through integrity and greatness. It was through, sleaziness he called this one dude a pencil neck the other day. He was in my town. And he called this guy a pencil neck. I'm like, man, you're sitting there ripping on people's looks. Look at you, you're orange.
He's the president of the United States.
and I don't understand how people can look at that guy and when he does something like that and think that that's acceptable.
That's our leader. Right. Yeah, that's our leader. That's the guy we want.
It's a freaking embarrassment and it's a shame. But that's just me. I only got one vote. Obviously, there's a lot of people that don't agree with me. Nobody agreed with me on Tom Izzo. I wrote that article, and it was like crickets.
Wow. Yeah. I hear you, but I don't know. I don't know. He went crazy, but it was.
He does it all the time.
The kid was okay with it.
You're right.
And nothing came out that he hit him.
No,
so
he didn't hit him.
You gotta get it. I mean, and I come from construction, and that happens all the time. Like, just recently, I had to get in some kid's ass, and we were yelling.
Right.
Never went to fisticuffs,
Right. Well, listen, though. I got more on this topic, okay? A lot of the responses that people are like, hey, listen, don't be such a snowflake or a pansy about, you know, getting yelled at and stuff like that. Right. And, you know, don't be so soft. You know, people right. got to, you know, man
That's
up.
That's the word blah, you use, soft.
Right. right, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I ain't soft, okay? And and I wrote a, I also wrote an article about an experience I had, and I'll tell you this story, when I was playing football in high school. We were practicing punt coverage, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was on the scrub defense. And so, but the idea was we're practicing punt coverage, so the punter's got to get the snap, punt it down the field so that we can cover the punt. But I kept, I was on the edge on defense, and I kept blocking the punt, right?
Right.
So we couldn't even get the practice. We couldn't practice what we were supposed to be practicing because I just was hopped up on root beer or something that day, you know, and just happened to be having a little extra pep in my step for whatever reason and was blocking the punt. So I had one of our assistant coaches was Coach Hannah. Coach Hannah was like this dude. He was in his mid-40s. He played for Michigan, University of Michigan, when he was in college. He played a guard. So he was a big, huge guy, right? He had me by about 100 pounds, right? So we're all padded up. We got all our gear on, helmets, shoulder pads, and everything. And instead of getting pissed at me for blocking the punt, right, Coach Hannah acted like he was pissed at the guy who was supposed to be blocking me, right?
Right.
And he's like, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. He turns his hat backwards, throws his whistle over his shoulder, okay? And he's wearing his shorts and a T-shirt. And he says, okay, line it up and run the snap, you know, run the play like you normally run it. Pate, come in and run, do what you've been doing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, fine, you know. I come in like I'm going to block the punt again. Dude, I ended up on the ground so hard. I've never been hit so hard in my life. He flattened me. I mean, whap.
He shouldn't have did that.
Whap. I went down. I hit that was the hardest I've ever been hit. The second hardest was when I hit the ground. I mean, pow, okay?
Well, that was a grown-ass man.
But that's part of the game, right?
Right.
Getting hit in football is part of the game. There's no disrespect there. There's no degrading there. That's part of the game. I got up. I literally had my nose coming out of the ear hole of my helmet. I had to turn the helmet around. Coach Hannah helped me up. He was smiling. He helped me up, patted me on the butt, and said, good hustle. We ran down and covered the punt. I didn't have a problem with what he did at all. Okay?
Oh, I do.
He flattened my ass. But that's part of football. There was nothing degrading about it. But
he's a grown man, though.
I was you know, about as big as I am now. Yeah.
Right.
I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's a grown man. Hey, he could have got his point across differently. I would have been better with him just yelling at the kid that wasn't blocking you.
I thought it was great. Even though I got whacked, but he didn't degrade me in any kind of way. I mean, it's part of the game, you know.
Right.
But had he verbally insulted me for some reason, I would have. That to me is over.
Could have shut you down. Right, yeah, over the line.
Because then you take away the person's self-esteem and you start tearing them down, you know.
Yes, that reminds me of Bart Starr back when he played. He always tells that story of Vince Lombardi was hollering at everybody, you know, he was yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And in one play, Bart Starr says he was yelling at me in front of the team, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I waited till after the team or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited for Coach Lombardi and I come home and talk to him. And I was like, I don't mind you yelling at me or getting on me, you know, mm-hmm. but you can't do it in front of the team. You can't do it. You can't tear me down in front of the guys that you want me to lead.
Right.
So if you got to do that, I would rather you do it in the private
right.
of me and you than in front of the team.
Right, yeah.
He said from that point on, Coach Lombardi never did that again to him, you know, obviously. Right. Ever and they went on to win multiple right, championships right, and the first two Super Bowls. So
right, yeah, Lombardi is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
But he was a screamer and a yeller.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't have a problem with the screaming and yelling, enthusiasm, mm-hmm. showing passion. But when you got to degrade somebody, I mean, and everything it should be about building the player up. You know,
like Bill Walsh. 49ers.
Great coach.
He wasn't a hollerer.
No. You never saw him get excited because all the preparation was done before the game. Now it's up to the players, you know.
Right.
Basketball is a lot different than that because you're right there on the sideline, you know.
Oh, you're right there. Shorter roster.
Yeah. It's five guys, you know. But I mean, there's plenty of coaches. You don't see Coach K get, you know, he gets real excited. He gets real passionate. But you don't see him going berserk. You don't see him going berserk like you do.
Never.
I mean, Izzo looks like he's going to have a stroke.
I remember Coach K got on Christian Laettner in the 1992 championship game against Michigan.
Yeah.
Against the Fab Five.
Yep.
I had never seen Christian play that bad in any game since I've been watching Duke. And I remember he called a timeout, and you seen him grab Christian by his arm, and he kind of like he put the finger up, and he like pointed back, and he basically like, you didn't get your ass back there on defense. You did this and stuff like. And they went in a half or whatever. Christian Laettner came out a whole different player. It was and game was over.
Great coaching.
Love Coach K.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, Izzo's a great coach and a great man. You know, nobody can argue that. But I just think you gotta, for us as fans, to just accept whatever because he's winning, is not okay. You know, have some standards, man.
So if he was a losing coach, you think if that was a guy that film got caught of a coach, you know, in his first year or second year, he was losing. He would be fired, or it would be an uproar.
Yeah, right. And look at his behavior. You know, look at him. But because he wins, that behavior is okay. In fact, we say, "Oh, that's great. He's passionate." No, the dude's unhinged. He's out of control. You know. And another thing, like when Draymond Green was there. Okay, you think he'd yelled at Draymond Green like that? Draymond Green would have kicked his ass.
No, he might yell at Draymond.
I don't know if he did or not, but I'm just saying, look, if you treat some players like that but not others because this player is good and that player is not, that's the definition of a bully to me.
Okay, right. They asked Tom Izzo. I mean, he wasn't – they didn't say it was all right. I mean, everybody was on him. Right. Like, why'd you do that? What was the – and he basically was like, I don't – you know, he told the reporters. He said, well, you know, if – you reporters, he was like, if I was your editor and you guys wasn't doing your job or whatever, he was like, I would get in your ass too. I was like, he was like, I don't know what kind of job or bosses you guys got, but.
Right. Yeah. And every other part of society, that behavior is, you'd be, you know, he'd be out of there. You don't accept that behavior. But for some reason, we're playing a basketball game. It's a game. Yeah. And you
March Madness.
Yeah. But it's a game. And then this kind of behavior is okay here in this scenario. You know, I don't get it, Mr. National. I've made my case. That's enough.
Yeah, man. Boy, this is turned into the what's this? What's the coach name? What is his name?
Izzo.
This is the Tom Izzo podcast.
Well, I was watching the game last night, and I was telling my wife, I'm like, look how calm he is right there. I think he read my article.
He read your post.
He's gonna thank me after the game.
I gotta check this post out. Is it on the StackWithNashShow.com site?
I'll put the football story.
Anybody wanting to hear this podcast, which is show 26, maybe podcast 26.
We're just running along. We can't even keep counting anymore.
We done counting, folks. Okay, we done counting. Rolling through. And if you want to see any of the podcasts, that could be found at P-double, where is it?
StackWithNatShow.com. StackWith, W-I-T, NatShow.
There we go. .com. All the podcasts, some of P-double's political artwork is there. Everything. His one post about EF that's like, got like a million views or whatever
it explains all the EF leagues and around the country, the structure of electric football.
Amazing.
If you want to get involved, if you're new and you want to get involved in electric football, right? And sometimes guys look at it and they're like, I don't get it. Where, you know, what do I? Because that was my experience, you know, a couple years ago. I was like, I don't understand what's going on. We got all these different leagues and tournaments, and you know, I don't get it. And so that was where that came from. I was like, okay, let me just break it down for somebody that's new, you know.
Awesome.
Depending where you're at, if you want to get involved.
And that's on the site too. That is on the site. That's where that could be found.
What else can we find on the StackWinNet show? The Facebook page.
Oh man, we could find on Tuesday.
Oh.
Boobies. I love boobies. And ink. Okay, and ink. So those are tattoo artists. I mean, P Double, man, imagine if you took your stuff to
I couldn't tattooing. Do that. I couldn't do that.
Some of them bras coming. You want a tattoo where? Get over here.
Wow.
On Tuesdays, that's when, and then Wednesdays is turned. Tip for Tat Tuesday, and then Wednesdays turned all the way up. I mean, people are just sitting there with their beers, and they got their whatever device they on, because it's hump day. Ooh. Wednesday is hump day. And you got all sizes, all shapes, colors. It's on. So that's the Facebook stack. That's a whole different animal, okay? We're going to give a shout out to the webmasters on those.
Indeed, the webmasters.
Yeah, yeah. The man. Keeps it entertaining, you know what I mean? Those.
Be careful if you're at work, though.
Yeah, don't open it up at work. And don't open it in front of your family or wife. Don't do it. Don't do it. We're warning you right now. Don't do it. Last weekend, P-Double, we got it real quick. We're going to get into our little electric football.
Are you getting into electric football? Let's do it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. You know, we had the Essington Extravaganza.
Yeah, man. Some great games going out there.
Yeah. A lot of games played. In the Holiday Inn Express, we had all the Maryland crew. And one of the big games was Brian Phillips coaching the Jags, Mr. Nobody, versus the defending champ Creasy.
How did it go?
The Colts. Well, Brian beat them both times. Wow. Upsets.
Wow.
Beat them both times last 30 seconds of the game.
Oh, yeah, I read about the long pass.
And then
there's a new chief in town.
Yeah, basically, Mr. Nobody's wearing the big hat right now. He's the big governor right now, man. Yes, he is. And he let everybody know with his loud ass mouth. He was something else. And dude, you ain't gotta be so loud. You talk about Izzo. Oh my God, you gotta be around Brian Phillips.
That reminds me of when I was last year when we had that tournament in Kentucky and Frank Jacobs was there. After he beat Jim Davis.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm not playing any more games. We still had games, league games to play, you know. He's like, I'm done. I'm breaking out the bottle, and I'm enjoying the rest of the day because he beat the Hulk.
He beat the Hulk, right. That's Brian beat Creasy. So that was like the highlight game. It was a lot of good games going on during that weekend, and it was a success.
Awesome.
We do it every year for the league. We rent that conference room for 2 days. Actually, we get it for 3 days. So, great turnout. Cool. Another big game, Kelvin Lomax, Clay Lomax on Facebook, beat the Wiz, James Harris.
Oh, Wiz after another couple outburst. Losses.
Yeah,
after tough losses.
Yeah, another outburst. Jamie the Wiz accused Lomax of ducking him. Started quacking in the room. Then Memphis was scared to play. This is BS. Blah, blah, blah. Lomax had heard enough. He said, man, get the board. Get the board. They start playing. It was a hell of a game. Lomax had the lead. The Wiz comes down and scores. 21-20. He could have took the one and went to overtime. He said, I'm going for two. Lomax stops him. Wins the game, 21-20. That's a tough way to lose. rough day for the Wiz on that one.
I didn't get handed to him for going for it though. You know.
Oh man. Yeah, that was ballsy. That was it.
Yeah, Win or lose right here.
Win or lose right there. He didn't feel, I guess he didn't feel comfortable doing overtime. Maybe he's like, I got to go. I just want to get this over. I mean, that's the ones you think about later. You know what I mean? You go to sleep, think
second
about
guess.
That. Second guess for yourself. Buyer's remorse. So, next weekend is the Capital City Clash or the Beltsville Clash. I don't know what
that's
they call it.
Like one of the best tournaments.
That's the biggest. The biggest. Yeah, of the TOCs, this is the biggest one. All the big names, all the high profile coaches show up.
I'm going to come to that next year.
Oh, you got to make that one.
Yeah.
Frank will be. Now, listen, I'm rooming with. Well, we got two rooms. Side, the joining door in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Joe Allure, Michigan Joe, and Frank Jacobs in one room.
Oh, okay.
And then me and Big John Martin in the other room.
Oh, okay.
Our two rooms are side by side with that door in the middle, so
that's gonna be a late night.
That's gonna be the party room. It's BYOB. Bring your own bottle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully we get some great weather. We're gonna be smoking some cigars out and about outside the hotel. So it should be great.
EZF events, if you're listening and you haven't been to one of these TOC tournaments, they're great fun. I know from my experience, I've been to a couple, and just like, you know, to see all these boards going and all these guys playing games, you know, I think you had described the time that when you went to that convention for the first time and saw, like, you know, that was what it was like for me that time. I went to Dallas and I walked in that conference room and I looked at all these electric football boards and all these guys playing, you know, and then you get, if you go to it, you know, you get a little bit more involved. You just see how everybody's so passionate about it. I mean, they have so much fun playing electric football, and it takes you right back to your childhood if you played it when you were a kid, or even if you haven't played it, you know, before, and you just want to check it out.
Right.
It's a blast. Not to mention all the hilarious characters that you know are involved in the hobby. I mean, there's some characters, man, including Mr. National. But I mean, yeah, you got the Hulk.
The Hulk.
Frank Jacobs is just hilarious. I mean, you're just scratching the surface. Brian Phillips,
right?
Rafiq, you know, all these guys are just, oh man, they crack me up. You know,
Ken Allen. Yeah, we got some characters. Yeah. We got some trash talkers.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it's all great fun.
Oh yeah, it's all great fun. That's what it's all about. That's the fellowship. That's the brotherhood. Yeah, so. That's it. So
anyway.
we almost done with this.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the pass interference rule. We're gonna have to save that. Uh-huh. We're gonna have to table that one.
We're gonna table that new pass interference rule. That's gonna be on the next pod. We're gonna highlight that. That's gonna be number one topic.
Okay, because I think I think this Izzo subject kind of.
Oh yeah, you. I never saw you got in rare air there with that Izzo. between Izzo and the president, you
no,
like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put Izzo in the same bucket as Trump.
No,
don't get me wrong. I love MSU. I love the basketball team. Izzo is a great coach, but you know I. Said what I had to say, and I acknowledge nobody agrees. I know nobody agrees with me. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Just something for you to think about, you know.
And for all the people that say Mr. National don't let P Double talk enough, this is the P Double show right here. Really. You bring up Izzo.
You put my you two cents up, in.
Yeah, you bring up Trump. There you go. Sit down, get your popcorn. He gonna go.
Oh yeah. Final comments. Let's bring it back around to the Mueller report. That ain't shit. You called it, Mr. National. Ain't nothing going to happen with that.
Nah. I think I said that on another thing. Ain't going to be nothing. Well, I think that wraps up this podcast, folks. I think this is a good one.
Yeah.
I love sitting down. Peter, this is the only time we really get to communicate. When we're in the studio doing our show,
and some of the pre-show banter.
Oh yeah, that's some good stuff. We do some pre and some after stuff, but for the most part, most of our communication is during the show. So
it's show business.
Stuff. It's show business. That's what it is. So we need Kit to take us out of here. We are gone.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.